Hello, welcome to Life Sculpting. I am a licensed professional counselor and clinical trauma clinician. What you are about to hear is my professional opinion. Throughout the podcast, there are seeds of my personal experience, but it is guided through the lens of psychotherapy. I hope that you are open to new ideas to build emotional intelligence and self-actualization. There is always room for growth and empowerment. Enjoy. Anxiety. The amygdala activates chemicals and the body's response is anticipatory. The body gets you ready for the actual event of the threat. This is a good thing since you will need all of the adrenaline and amped up anxiety necessary to address the threat. Although, the cortex's job is to send the information to the amygdala, not to determine whether the information is correct or not. Just the information. What does this mean? You see a snake, and the cortex sends the amygdala the information, and then the amygdala creates a chemical body's response. Adrenaline, blood pressure increase, tension. You get the idea. Then we feel the feeling, and it can solidify the truth of a possible threat. But it may not be an actual threat. This is the tricky part. Because you can't trust your cortex. The cortex is reading information and delivering it. It is sensing the scary thought and sending the message. It may not be grounded in reality. So what happens when your cortex is sending you thoughts that are not actually a real threat? Unnecessary anxiety. Your amygdala is responding to the message from the cortex. You need anxiety. This is where the problem comes in. Nobody has a problem with anxiety when we need it. It only becomes a problem when we don't need it. It gets in the way. It prevents us from doing the things. It does physical damage to your body. In fact, it can make safe things seem dangerous. This is where a professional needs to step in. We need a person to assist us in identifying truths and logically looking at our feelings. Consider these fruits of the amygdala. Increased heart rate, high blood pressure, dilated pupils, dry mouth, the need to go to the bathroom, tingling of hands and feet, sweating, sugar in the blood from the liver. These are all taxing to the body. Interestingly, anxiety is the very worst right before the perceived threat. Then the body chemicals begin to lower afterwards. This is an important piece to the puzzle. Why would your anxiety be the highest right before the event? Why not during the event? Your body needs to fight, flight, or freeze. This has to happen right before to determine what actions can be successfully taken for the response to the threat. When we can understand what anxiety is and why it is there, then we can begin to discern when it misfires so that it doesn't have to run our lives. There are very effective ways to help reduce unwanted anxiety. If you need assistance in this area, please reach out to a licensed therapist who specializes in anxiety for processing and treatment.